Hello and welcome to our University of Lincoln Student Wellbeing podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Katie. This podcast will be looking at a variety of topics over the coming month.
On today's show, we're looking at something that fills many students with dread: presentations. But there's no need to be scared. Today, we're going to be giving you some handy hints and tips on what you may need to consider before doing a presentation. We'll talk to you about how to deliver a presentation and also offer you some advice around dealing with anxiety that you may feel about doing a presentation.
So, practical things first. What makes an engaging presentation? 1. Visual aids. Although simply talking to your audience can be a really effective way of engaging with people, podcasts make a virtue of it, it can be really helpful to use visual aids and props to get your message across. PowerPoint has been the mainstay of presentations for a long time, but there are other platforms out there, including Prezi, which makes for a dynamic alternative to the slide format.
2. Know your audience. Remember to pitch your information at the right level for your audience. This can be a challenge at some times. Check with your academics if you're not sure how in-depth you need to be. Often, a good rule of thumb is to aim at something that the educated layman could understand, but this may vary from project to project, so always check if you are unsure. Focus on your audience needs. Your presentation needs to be built around what your audience is going to get out of the presentation, or what you need to communicate in order to meet your assignment brief. So, as you prepare for the presentation, you always need to bear in mind what the audience needs and wants to know, not just what you would like to tell them.
3. Delivery. It's hard to be relaxed and yourself when you're nervous, but time and again, the great presenters say that the most important thing is to connect with your audience, and the best way to do that is to let your passion for the subject shine through. The way you present your material can have a significant impact on what people learn and how engaged they are.
4. Images. Think about the type of images that you're using based on your audience and whether they reflect the topic that you are talking about. Make sure they are good quality and aren't pixelated and grainy, and that you're not breaching copyright using them. Ensuring they are appropriate for your audience is essential, and although this seems a really obvious thing to say, make sure they're not offensive. And remember, what isn't offensive to you may be viewed so by others. I know this seems fairly obvious, but you'll be surprised.
5. Information. Whatever format you choose to use for your presentation, you need to make sure that the information you give is clear and concise. When it comes to information on visual aids, less is definitely more. Try to make your presentation as accessible as possible. Ensure your slides aren't overly cluttered, use easy-to-read font, speak clearly, and don't speak too fast.
6. Audience participation. It could be that you'd like to ask the audience to be actively involved with your presentation. This can be a great way to get them engaged. Think about what questions you could ask them, or if there are any tasks that you could ask them to do. It is also a good idea to think about the questions that they might ask you, so that you can prepare some answers or key points in advance. This might be especially useful if you're presenting on a topic which isn't clear-cut or can provoke strong opinions.
7. Understand your surroundings. It's helpful to understand your surroundings, including the number of people around you, the space you're in, and the equipment you have to use. IT can be amazing, but it can also be an eternal source of frustration, particularly when it doesn't work. If you can, have a dry run on the equipment you're planning to use, in the place where you'll present, so you're confident that you'll know you'll be able to do it on the day. It can also be helpful to plan for a worst-case scenario. Print out copies of your slides, note down the main points of any videos that you're using, just in case the computer has a meltdown and you can't access your presentation.
Some other things to consider are handouts. Sometimes people will provide handouts containing all of the information that they've given out in the presentation. This may be something that you want to consider. However, it will depend on what your academics' expectations are. If you're not sure, check with them as soon as you can.
Use of humour. This is a tricky one. It can be really effective, but again it has the potential to go horribly wrong and, at worst, can offend people in your audience. Unless you are absolutely certain that it's appropriate, it is best avoided.
Trial run. Trial runs can be useful as a way of familiarising yourself with the material and also checking the timings of your presentation. You need to make sure that it is not too short and not too long.
Novel ways of presenting. You may want to consider this as an option, but before you go down this route, check with your academics that it is appropriate. It can be a useful way of making dry material memorable and accessible, but it has to meet academic standards and be appropriate for your brief. A friend of mine completing a social work degree had to do a presentation on social work law, which was not the most interesting topic. She dressed up as a nun, rewrote her presentation, and sang it to a melody of songs from The Sound of Music. She did, however, check with her tutors that this was an acceptable way of presenting her work.
So that's given you a pretty comprehensive overview of things to consider when putting your presentation together. We would also like to give you some quick top tips to remember.
Planning is key. Spend time preparing, know your subject, know what you will say and what you will do.
Delivery is everything. People will tune out if you talk in a mumbled monotone. Think about pitch, speed, and tone of delivery. Try not to speak too fast.
It's a performance. Engage your audience, tell them a bit about yourself, give some background to your work.
Don't just talk to your audience, break it up with a question or a task.
Walk around if it helps. You don't have to stand in one place. If it helps you to move, then move.
Enthusiasm is infectious. The more passion and energy you can get across about your subject, the more likely people are to listen to and enjoy what you are saying.
Body language speaks volumes. Stand up straight, keep your head up, smile, and make eye contact.
This all sounds really straightforward, right? However, we also need to consider the dreaded anxiety feelings and nerves that often come with giving presentations.
Feeling anxious before a presentation is completely normal. It's the body preparing to fight or flight, a physiological reaction that occurs in the presence of something that is terrifying, either mentally or physically. When this happens, you may notice your breathing becomes shallower, your heart rate increases, you get butterflies in your tummy, and you begin to feel sick. You experience intense emotions such as panic, fear, or worry, and your thoughts may become irrational. Before a presentation, you might think things like, I'm going to fail, I'm going to have a panic attack, or I'm going to make a fool of myself.
So what can help? Relaxation and breathing techniques can help stop this cycle and ease some of the intense physical reactions. This can help you think more rationally and clearly. Try and take some deep breaths and close your eyes if you want to. Draw attention to your breathing and focus on breathing in and out. Some people find it helpful to count steadily from 1 to 3.
Show confidence. Okay, so this can be easier said than done, but as we've mentioned, treat this like a performance. The audience needs to engage with what you are saying, and one of the most effective ways of doing this is to present yourself as a confident, knowledgeable person, even if you don't feel it.
Remember, the act of presenting is only a tiny part of the whole assignment. Think of it like an iceberg. What the audience sees, the delivery, is only a small percentage of the whole piece of work. What goes on out of sight, the planning and the preparation, should make up the bulk of the work. And this is something that you can be confident about and prepare ahead of time.
We hope you've found some of this information useful and will feel more prepared next time you have to do a presentation.
Information given today can be found on our website, where you will also find our contact details and drop-in times. If you have any worries, questions or concerns, please come and see us and have a chat with one of our advisors. Keep listening out for more shows or check out our back catalogue online.